You're listening to Vatican Radio.
U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by telephone today, agreeing to intensify diplomatic efforts for a ceasefire in Syria. They also discussed the ongoing bloodshed in Ukraine. Stefan Boss reports.
Russian President Putin's office said that his American counterpart Obama initiated Sunday's phone call amid mounting east-west tensions over Syria and fighting between government forces and Russian-backed separatists in Ukraine. In a statement, the Kremlin said that Putin asked Obama to help create a united international front against global terrorism. Russian President Putin reportedly said that closer contacts were needed between U.S. and Russian military officials to successfully counter the Islamic State group and other terrorist networks operating in Syria and other countries. However, the West has expressed concern that Russian airstrikes in Syria mainly target rebel groups fighting against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and that many civilians have been killed as a result. Moscow has denied the accusations and warned that plans to send international ground forces to Syria could lead to World War III. The Kremlin also said that Putin told Obama that he hopes authorities in Ukraine will promptly fulfill their obligations under what is known as the Minsk peace process to help end the conflict in eastern Ukraine between Kiev and Russia-backed separatists. The conflict has killed more than 9,000 people. Putin spoke shortly after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told a security conference in Munich that Moscow has failed to implement its obligations under the peace deal, including the withdrawal of Russian forces from Ukraine and handing over to Kiev complete control over Ukraine's borders. At the same gathering, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko sharply criticized his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, saying the security of Europe and the world are at stake in Ukraine.
Mr. Putin, Mr. Lavrov, Mr. Medvedev, this is your aggression in Ukraine, and we do not give you any tiny opportunity to provide here propaganda, Kremlin-style propaganda, to poisoning the opinion of the European people. The only thing which needs to be done is remove your troops from Ukrainian territory, both on Donbass and Crimea, return the Ukrainian control on the control part of the Ukrainian-Russian border, release all the hostages, and we would no tension, no escalation, no war in this region. So this is completely your responsibility.
Moscow claims it is not sending troops and weapons to pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine, though the NATO military alliance claims to have evidence of Russian military movements in the region. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said over the weekend that the east-west tensions have turned into a new Cold War. It was not immediately clear whether Sunday's phone call between Obama and Putin had contributed to warmer relations between the two powers. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.